Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Niles Nyman. Batting second. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting third. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting fourth. The DH, Carlos May. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Tony Muser. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Batting ninth. The catcher, Brian Downing. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting second. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting third. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hal McRae. Batting fifth. The DH, Harmon Killebrew. Batting sixth. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting ninth. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Steve Busby. And now, play ball. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Busby covering, for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Kelly reaches second base with a double. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kelly scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Henderson reaches second base with a double. May moves to third. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Busby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek strikes out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Downing reaches second base with a double. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 0-for-1 in the game. Nyman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford bunts towards the mound. Wood fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brett moves to second. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a pop-up towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0-for-1 in the game. Orta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kelly is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Henderson who is chasing the ball. Otis reaches third base with a triple. Patek goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 1, Royals, 1. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mayberry takes first base on ball 4. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Otis scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Royals. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Killebrew hits a line drive towards third. Melton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0-for-1 in the game. Muser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 1 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wolford hits a line drive towards first. Muser catches it and steps on first to double up Rojas. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 1 in the game. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Busby, and towards Rojas, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 0 for 2 in the game. Nyman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Patek takes first base on ball 4. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Otis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Henderson. Otis reaches second base with a double. Patek goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Royals. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mayberry strikes out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 2 in the game. Horta hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kelly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Horta moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Horta scores. Kelly moves to third. It's 3-2, Royals. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Kelly scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 3, Royals, 3. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas misplays the ball. That's an error on Rojas. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0 for 2 in the game. Muser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Busby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Killebrew hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett strikes out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rojas hits a pop-up towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wolford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood fires to first and has Wolford trapped. There's the throw to Dent, who tags Wolford for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 2 in the game. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Downing hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 0 for 3 in the game. Nyman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Busby, and towards Patek, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Downing moves to second. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a fly ball into right field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 2 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Patek hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Patek. The throw from Downing and he is safe. Patek steals second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Terry Forster now pitching. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mayberry takes first base on ball 4. Patek moves to third. Otis moves to second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 3 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Henderson, who is chasing the ball. McRae reaches third base with a triple. Patek scores. Otis scores. Mayberry goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3, Royals. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Rodney Scott pinch runs for Harmon Killebrew. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 3 in the game. Brett strikes out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forster fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Kelly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Kelly reaches second base with a double. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. May is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-3 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0-for-3 in the game. Muser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 7, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Wolford hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-3 in the game. Martinez takes first base on ball 4. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Patek is called out on strikes. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Otis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Orta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Doug Bird now pitching. Bill Sharp pinch hits for Bucky Dent. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Downing takes first base on ball 4. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 0-for-4 in the game. Nyman hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Orta hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-5, Royals. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Kelly is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.